aware.
So as people are filtering back, what kinds of experiences did you have with that?
He's stuck with white kid.
Sorry?
He is stuck with white kid.
Oh. Yeah, why'd it have to be a white kid?
Okay, hold on. There's a quick backstory to that, but before Tim tells it, I want to let you know that every single one of those symbols or metaphors are true gifts that people have
Make these up.
We did not make these up.
Some are more common than others.
So tell them the kitten one, because it's funny.
Yeah. This person asked me to work with one of their relatives, and he came over, and he was this tough guy. Basically, he worked in a loading dock in Oakland or something, and literally a tough, somebody you wouldn't want to meet in an alley if you were drinking beer, you know. And so I had him spin it out, and he thought the whole thing was weird, but he did it anyway. He spun it, and I said, "So what did you get back as a gift?" He went, "Kitten." I said, "What?" He said, "A kitten." And I said, "What?" And he said, "All right, it was a white kitten." But he's letting his soft side out, right?
Well, that was the deeper meaning. Was it once he figured it out, then he was like, "Ooh, a white kitten," you know. And so,
actually, said later, he said, "You know, I kind of like kittens. They're fun.
Yeah.
They're playful." But he didn't want to admit what he got. You know, I think he was hoping he'd get barbells or something, or a lion, or you know. But we've had people get SpongeBob. Virtually all the cartoon characters show up at
Winnie
some point.
Winnie the Pooh. And even in different countries, that's the case.
Now, sometimes you get spiritual figures. You know, you get somebody's representation of God or Jesus or Mary or, you know, some Buddha. And at that point, we don't send them out. If that makes sense. Somebody says, "Oh, I got Jesus," and he said, "Well, send Jesus out for more resources." It's not going to be very appropriate. So then you bring in kind of the positive energy that you get from the spiritual figure.
And sometimes people have mystical experiences, and I had one myself. I used to have a terrible airplane phobia, which is not a good thing when you fly as much as we do. And so Tim and I used, whenever I would get it, we would do the eye movement integration or sometimes a little bit of tapping. And that would knock out the phobia in that moment. But then whenever I'd get on the airplane, it would return. And so this one time I was flying by myself, and I ended up having a full-blown panic attack on the airplane. And this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. So just on the back of the seat in front of me, I did all this visually because I didn't want the people next to me seeing me go, you know, like that. So I just did this in my mind's eye, but I watched on the back of the seat. And so I pulled out, you know, the images, and it was literally what I got was a plane crashing. And I thought, well, no wonder that was the unconscious image that was driving the fear was a plane crashing. And so I spun that out, and the first gift I got was, you know, like the Wheel of Fortune, the show where Pat Sajak spins it, right? I got that wheel, and I had no idea what that meant. I kind of laughed. But I went ahead and I spun the wheel, and so then I got the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama said, you know, be at peace now. And so then I thought, well, I was still a little bit nervous, so I thought, okay, I'll send the Dalai Lama out. I sent him out. And lo and behold, I had a window seat. Outside the window was my grandmother of the airplane, and she had passed away when I was 9 years old. And she turned to me and she said, "Christine, this is not your time, and you are not going to die on an airplane ever. That is not how that's going to happen for you. You'll have a real peaceful death. You dying in an airplane, that's not in your future." And I zonked out, and I literally was startled when the wheels of the airplane hit the ground and we landed. And that was the last panic attack I've ever had. And I've always felt a real deep spiritual connection with my grandmother. But what we've heard in more recent years is that we've had some people that have had visits like that too. So sometimes it can be a little bit mystical. And I don't know what to make of that. You know, I don't want to get into all the implications. It could have just been a metaphor, but it really felt for me in that moment like much, much more. So you never know with this. We encourage you to do it, though, and just see where it takes you.
So with that, it's time for lunch. So if you would look at the clock and look at your watch and be back in an hour and a half. So about 2:40.
So 90 minutes.
We'll start
from
right
now.
Up at 2:40, so please be back then.